Hey baby, are you feeling any better? Ugh, I'm sorry. I brought some water for you. Here. Do you want something to eat, or are you still kind of not about food right now? All right, that's fine. But we gotta get something in you before the end of the night, okay? Okay, good. Oh, honey, you're so warm. You look so tired, too. No. Don't try to get up. You need to stay in bed. Shush! I don't care if you can get up. It's not good for you right now. You're gonna get up and you're gonna, like, faint or something, okay? Lie back down. Ugh, gosh. I'm trying to be assertive right now, okay? I'm not used to telling you what to do. Here, let me lie down next to you. There we go. I know you're not used to laying in bed all day. I know you're used to taking care of me, getting me water, helping me out, just looking after me, you know? But we've all been there. I certainly have my fair share of sickness horror stories. No, you do not want to hear one. Okay. Fine. Once, when I was in kindergarten, I was at my dad's university because he's a teacher, and I was too young to stay at home alone. I was allowed to, like, walk around the building however much I wanted because most of the people that worked there knew me, and all the students from that building, they adored me. I was the professor's cute kid, you know? Well, one day, I was feeling a bit sick, and I decided to try to walk it off because that's the logic of a 5-year-old. So, I had walked all the way to the other side of the building, and then I started throwing up in the hallway, and I was so scared that I decided to run back towards my dad's office while I was still throwing up. I literally left a trail of vomit down, like, 5 hallways or something. Oh God, it was terrible. I don't know why I told you that story. Ugh. I gotta shake it off now. What? No, don't feel bad. I love taking care of you. I probably owe it to you after so long of you taking care of me. But listen, okay? You're sick. You are tired, and you need time and rest to get better. And even though I don't usually play this role in our relationship, I'm enjoying it just fine. So now is not the time to worry about being weak. I love you, baby. For richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. Sorry, I jumped the gun a little bit there. You know what I mean. Anyway, what I was getting to, don't laugh at me. God, you're terrible. Ugh, well, at least I made you smile. What I was getting to was that you're going to get better and things will bounce right back to normal, okay, sweetie? I love you. I'll always love you. Now get some rest. I'll go cook some fancy ramen for dinner.